Welcome to Golden Gab, a podcast where we recap each episode of The Golden Bachelor. I'm Mallory, and I'm a reality TV dating show superfan.
And I'm Deb. I'm brand new to reality dating shows, but I'm a bit of an expert on dating at a mature age.
Deb and I will recap each episode, giving our unique perspective. Enjoy the show. Hi, Deb. How are you doing?
Hey, Mallow. Well, this was a exciting episode.
Yeah. So for our listeners, this is episode 4. I'm entitling it Zip It.
That is such a great title for this show, this episode. Like, the other TV shows have episode titles.
That's Zip right. It. This is Zip It.
Good job.
So let's start where we left off last time. So we start off with Teresa, and she's kind of talking about her issues she's been having with Kathy, and that kind of plays out throughout the episode. So give me your take on the whole Kathy-Teresa squabble.
Yeah, I think they're kind of both they're both flawed. I mean, we're all flawed, but
sure.
Teresa, she does overshare.
Mm-hmm.
I think she has to be more aware, especially in this game, of other people's feelings and not trying to show them up, things like that.
Yeah.
I think Kathy was being a bit of a bully. And
I agree.
There is zero tolerance for bullies, right?
Right.
Yeah. So yeah. I actually was expecting Gary to boot both of them off the show.
Interesting.
I'm not surprised that he kept Teresa, but I thought for sure after he had that conversation, and good for Gary for confronting Kathy.
I agree. He showed some balls.
And I was thinking he was kind of a pushover, everybody. But I really, he kind of earned my respect confronting.
Yeah, and he did it in a nice way. Kathy, I go back and forth on Kathy because she's great television. Like, she's reality TV gold in my mind, just because she stirs it up. She's funny. She's quick. But she kind of lost me a bit with this whole, like, she realized, like, her delivery was not appropriate for a Teresa. Teresa is not a tough girl. Like, she can't be direct. And Teresa just looks so intimidated.
Yeah.
Kathy came off as a bully because it wasn't a fair fight.
Well, Kathy had a bite. She had a bite to her.
Exactly.
And the way that Teresa handled it was she was very apologetic and sort of submissive. It was an interesting dynamic.
I mean, again, they're dating the same guy. They're living in the same place. People will get on your nerves. It's got to be really hard. And even the most mature and put together people kind of lose it after a while.
Yeah, I think though that Kathy was getting a little petty.
Yeah.
And she became very critical. And frankly, I think she was very jealous because when the camera zoomed in on her, not just with Teresa, but when other people were talking about their dates, you saw this expression of jealousy.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, and she can't hide anything. She's just very expressive. So, it was the bite. 100% get it.
What did you think of the pickleball challenge?
Oh, my God.
Considering pickleball is all the rage. Now, you have to admit, had I been on the show, being the jock.
Oh, yeah, you would have creamed them.
Former tennis player.
You would have creamed them. Even Ellen would have bowed at your feet. Though my sister would be up there for the challenge. But she's not single.
She's got some good height, too.
She does.
I will tell you my thoughts about, first of all, the names. Initially, I thought they were a little corny, like the Pinky Dinkies.
Oh, yeah.
The best.
I thought it was cute.
Was Bitch and Kitchen.
Yeah.
Because the area by the net.
Is the kitchen.
The kitchen.
Right. I don't think everybody understood, but yeah, it was all kind of a pun on different pickleball terms.
Yeah. So, I mean, it was really fun to watch, but I thought it was a little cheesy the way they did it with the commentating. It was just a little...
That's very Bachelor, though. So, that's a very common kind of Bachelor thing where they do a play-by-play. And the other thing is Jesse Palmer is a play-by-play announcer. So it was kind of a funny thing. Yeah. And then the other thing you don't know because you don't watch The Bachelor ever is Trista. So Trista was there on the date. So Trista was the very first show of The Bachelor back when Trista's like probably a little younger than us, but she's probably close to 50, I would say.
Trista, and there was this cute guy, Joey.
Oh, so Joey is the next Bachelor.
Oh, on the upcoming
show? So he was the runner-up on the last Bachelorette on charity season. Maybe, is he number two? Yeah, I think he was came in second. And he's the Bachelor. So that will air after the Golden Bachelor.
So speaking of pickleball, you know Ellen's title, her profession is pickleball captain.
Yes.
Great. And I really like Ellen. I
love Ellen.
Her personality, I mean, she's good TV too, but I also think she's very genuine.
100%. Yeah. When she heard that you would get to be on the cover of In Pickleball magazine.
Oh my God.
It was on. That was it. Like she won.
Yeah.
She was not going to let anybody else win. That was like, that's like if you told me I could be on American Idol, like, you know.
Yeah.
Over.
No, she seems like very genuine, nice person. She's funny. But I have a strategic question for you. So she put it all out there that she's falling in love with Gary. She told Gary this, right? Mm-hmm. Halfway through. Strategically, do you think that was a good move?
That is a great question. So that's always a thing on The Bachelor too, is like, you don't want to say anything too soon, but you don't want to wait. And then that person has a deeper connection with someone else because they're being more vulnerable. I feel like for her, she's a pretty sure bet to be like top two, top three. So I think it was fine for her to just be real and put it out there. But it's ballsy because if he's not feeling it and he can't, technically they're not supposed to say that they love you too until the end.
Oh, really? Okay.
Some do. That rule's been broken of recent years, but that's caused more problems than I think it's worth. So it'll be interesting to see how Gary handles it. And then the other thing they said at the end was after next week, it's going to be hometowns. So in regular Bachelor and Bachelorette, the final four, they do hometowns. And so the lead goes to each person's hometown. And in the regular one, they usually meet the parents, the siblings, maybe a grandparent. But for you, they'd meet Grandma Sarah.
Oh my gosh. They'd be in a run for their money.
Grandma Sarah would be hilarious. My gosh.
So someone's mother once gave me the advice back in the day when I was dating. Well, not that long ago. To not make yourself too available. You want to provide some mystery and have it be somewhat of a challenge.
Right.
So when I was dating my love of my life, Tony, You know, sadly, I don't know if the viewers know the story, but the love of my life, Tony.
Which is also the name of Gary's wife.
I know.
That gave me chills.
Yeah. So Tony and I, we began dating in 2018, madly in love, perfect for each other. And oh my God, he looked like a movie star, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
And then we got married in 2019, and 3.5 months after we were married, he was diagnosed with brain cancer. And so sad, you know, of course, that he ended up passing away, and here I am. But with Tony, when I was dating him, this is my point, that, oh my God, I was like head over heels, but I just kind of kept some of the feelings initially to myself because,
right.
I don't know, I think that might be a good way to approach things. And it was protecting myself too. Like, I didn't want to put it all out there.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's hard to, because like Ellen's in a situation where there's other women. And so that plays a part in how quickly things kind of need to move along. That might be different if you were just dating somebody just one-on-one all the time.
Stuff out there too. Well, first of all, that HPV date was awesome. Like, I would have totally loved that.
Yeah. I was going to ask you, would you rather do pickleball or the ATV?
Both for different reasons. I think that, you know, being an athlete, I think the pickleball would have been more of a standout, but I would have loved the ATV adventure.
Yeah.
You know? So for different reasons, but, you know, Leslie and Gary, I thought were adorable, and she also put herself out there.
Yeah, she did.
So that's kind of interesting. Like, if everybody puts themselves out there to him, I don't know, would it be interesting if one of the persons he really, you know, became super interested in, but they didn't put it all out there.
Yeah, I think, you know, they're going off his energy too. So they must feel something to be able to put that, you know, and it's edited down. And I have to say, so the regular Bachelor and Bachelorette, at least recent years, it's 2 hours. And it's ridiculously long. And I love this format of 1 hour, which I think is like 45 minutes with commercials and without commercials. And I just love the pace of it. But, you know, but it's edited. My point is it's edited down. So we don't know exactly. Right. But I feel like there's a lot more that we don't see, that they're really developing feelings and must feel comfortable enough to share how they're feeling.
He's a player. I mean, he's I think really enjoying this. He looks like he really is genuinely.
Yeah. I wouldn't say a player, because I don't think he has any bad intentions. I think, you know, he has this opportunity that's rare, and I don't think in real life he'd be dating multiple people. But
let's put it this way, he's playing the game well.
Yes.
I think he's being genuine to some degree. I mean, I don't know, but I guess when I say player, he's playing it well, because he seems very sincere. And, and maybe he is a super sincere guy, but can somebody be that interested in so many people at once?
That is the question. I think that, again, it's a weird situation, because imagine if, you know, we handpicked the 10 best guys for you in the whole country. And I think even for Gary, I don't think where he lives and his lifestyle, he's got all these women, all these options for women. I don't know. But I think he lives in a fairly small town. And like, this is like a kid in the candy store. But I think the producers and everyone are telling him, like, you've got to really get to know each woman and really put yourself out there, give them 100%, this is going to move quickly and you need to like take it really seriously to find your wife.
Mm-hmm. So did you think it was interesting with Susan? Well, first of all, I thought it was interesting that she's a wedding officiant.
Yes.
but when he gave her the rose quartz.
Yes.
He said that she possesses empathy and strength and reminds him of his
Tony.
Wife.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I kind of wouldn't want to compare someone to my Tony because it would never be the same. It would just have to be a completely different person.
Yeah. It's, I don't, I mean, he says it in such a lovely way, but he all, I'd want my personality to be different and special and not like anybody else. And the last person he compared to Tony was Natasha, our dear departed Natasha.
Yeah. And exactly. Poor Natasha who left suddenly. And then I noticed that Sandra was not in the last scene.
Well, she was sick. Did you see? He went to see her. She was in, because she had already gotten a rose.
Oh, that's right.
Okay. So what did you think of her missing her daughter's wedding?
Yeah. Okay. I think she's hilarious. I really like her.
Uh-huh.
But I don't get that, like missing your kid's wedding. I actually thought, wouldn't it be nice if like Gary said, okay, Sandra, I'm going to be your date, your plus one to your daughter's wedding. So she would get
They would go to the wedding.
And
yeah.
That would happen.
Yeah. I think maybe if it was, further along in the process and he was really falling in love with her, like, you know, that is a possibility, but I think it's too early.
Yeah. I really liked her. I think she's great. She's funny.
She's a very good dresser too. I like her.
She's a very good dresser. For not having played pickleball, she did really well.
She was very athletic and she was funny on the pickleball court too.
Yeah,
and she got the date rose. So then she was saying like, she was even talking about her artificial knees and all of that.
That was so funny. Yeah.
She did great. And then, they called the daughter, which was sweet. So we talked about Leslie's date a little bit, but I'm just reading my notes. So she's been divorced twice and it said she's been single for 22 years.
Yeah. Yeah.
What'd you think of that?
Well, I mean, I feel like I can really relate to her.
Mm-hmm.
Someone said to me the other day, we were talking about the show and they're like, oh yeah, Leslie, remind me of her.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, I've been single a while, over all the years, if you add up all the years. So I can relate. I think she's just really a beautiful woman and she seems very fun. She looked great on the ATV. You know,
does she look the right age for, or does she look good with him? Is that his type, I guess?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, she looks more edgy. She's like,
yeah, sexy. I wouldn't necessarily like, is she going to go move to Indiana? I don't know.
Well, she's in Minnesota, right?
Oh, is she?
Maybe she's from Minnesota.
Oh, okay. I don't know. To me, she's like the dancer and
she's edgy. She's hot, edgy, beautiful. I don't know. I'm not sure.
Yeah. Like she might be a good candidate for the next Golden Bachelorette if they didn't choose you, which they should, but she would be my second choice. So yeah, anything. And Gary says to her, he always has something very like special and significant. What I like about Gary is he makes everybody genuinely feel like they're special in that moment. And I think he's genuine about it. He's enjoying it. And he said to her, I love the way you look at me.
Yes.
And that, I don't know. I thought that was like very, it wasn't just some like cliche or throwaway comment. Like it was very specific to her.
Yeah. So there's mutual respect, which I really love.
Yeah.
I got to say, before we
go ahead.
Before we end our show, Gary has a great stylist.
Yes.
I mean, you know, I love what I used to love with Tony. I used to love dressing him and going into the men's department and picking out clothes for a guy. I love doing that. I miss doing that. But I think Gary has a great stylist on the show. He looks really good.
Yeah, I agree. He got a little too sunburnt. Notice that. Somebody needs to make sure he's got his sunblock on. He's not used to that. And then I just have to touch on the Never Have I Ever game. So back at the house.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was hilarious. Susan's been with a woman.
Yeah.
April's done it all.
Yeah.
It was pretty funny. And Kathy's hasn't.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, so I thought that was just funny that they were playing that back home. And then, okay, what happened to Nancy?
You know, Nancy, she just didn't seem so as smiley as the others throughout the show. I think she's a beautiful woman.
Mm-hmm.
And I also think Faith isn't as smiley as the others.
Yeah. Either.
So it'll be interesting. I think the next show at the end they previewed, I think.
That's interesting you say that, because I remember the very first episode, what I remember Gary saying is, I really love when people smile all the way up to their eyes.
Oh.
And if I look at like Ellen and Teresa and Leslie, they all have that little sparkle in the eye.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's interesting you say that. Yeah, because she was a very sweet, and they all seemed to be very sad. But I thought it was very mature. She's like, I don't think we're feeling it. He's like, yeah, I don't disagree.
Super,
I'm like,
mature.
That was so lovely. Because on regular Bachelor, it would have been tears and heartache and all kinds of – that would have been a whole episode of drama. And then also going home is Kathy and April. So remember back last week, the Askins, like you're asking, we're telling.
Yeah.
That was April, Susan is staying, Kathy, and Nancy.
Well, you know, maybe they shouldn't have formed a group alliance like that.
Yeah. Well, they were a little bit of the mean girls.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So predictions on which four go to hometowns.
Oh, so there's four of the ladies.
Yeah, so we've got Susan, Sandra, Ellen, Leslie, Teresa, and I'm missing. Oh, Faith.
I'm gonna say Leslie and Ellen are like in the running.
Yeah.
Sandra, I think, would be great. So I'm going to go Leslie, Ellen, Sandra, and Faith.
Leslie, Ellen, Sandra, and Faith. I'm going to go Ellen, Leslie.
Maybe Teresa.
Teresa, yes. I was just about to say Teresa. Oh, that's a hard one for the fourth. Maybe Susan. I'm going to go with Susan. He seems to really like Susan. Like that came out of left field a little bit tonight, but they seem to have something. So, and I like Susan. I think Susan's fun.
Kind of making out hot and heavy. So maybe, you know.
Yeah. Never know. Steamy. So,
stay tuned.
All right. Well, we'll find out. And then it ends with April setting off the fire alarms as she's doing her sage.
Yeah.
She was a wacko, but she was fun. Good television.
Absolutely.
And I think a lot of these ladies, hopefully they get online and people have seen them, and maybe they get some dates, because they're all quality gals.
Oh yeah. Hopefully this will spark their dating life. For sure.
I would love it. Well, thanks everyone for listening, and we'll check us out next week. We will publish a new episode, and we appreciate you following us and giving us 5 stars and telling all your friends about Golden Gab. We'll see you next week.
See you next week.
Bye.